We are looking out over the Sweetbriar Golf Course. We are at the Legacy Grill here in Avon Lake as we spotlight the community. I'm looking over the Sweetbriar 18 website here related to that. And it says here, if you have contact information, it says kevin@sweetbriargolfclub.com. Kevin, I assume that Kevin is you.
That is correct.
It's Kevin Moore, our golf pro. What kind of things do you receive when people are contacting you, asking you about this course or this facility? What's their question?
We get quite a few requests off of there. You know, a lot of times it's event requests. We have golf outings. We have private banquet events, weddings, baby showers. You know, those are probably the three most.
You're a golf pro and you're responsible for weddings and receptions and baby showers. And this is somehow seem like it's.
Yeah. So it's, you know, the website covers, you know, the whole facility.
Right.
So, you know, obviously for the baby showers, weddings, that kind of thing, I pass that on to our, you know, our event coordinator.
Okay.
But we also, you know, golf lessons is also, that's, another big one that, we also get a lot of requests for.
What was your path to being the golf pro here at Sweetbriar?
This is my 17th year working here. I started out washing golf carts, and then in college I started working over in the golf shop, and then I was going to Cleveland State at the time, and then I also went through the PGA program down in Florida. It was a commuter program where, you know, a couple times a year I'd go back and forth down there over the winter when we're obviously not working quite as much as we are during the summer months.
What would you do in the PGA program?
So the PGA program, it's about a 2-year program, and it's basically all facets of running a golf operation. So you have, you know, the golf course aspect of things, the outdoor maintenance, you have the pro shop, you have food and beverage management. Those are the three main, you know, departments that are at most facilities, and it's pretty much A to Z. I mean, you go through accounting, you go through, you know, all the management aspects. So it's a pretty thorough program. Like I said, it takes about 2 years.
When I arrived here this morning, like yesterday, at about 6:30, it was dark. Yet I saw a number of people very active on the course, some of them driving in golf carts or whatever with headlights. How many people were here getting ready for today's sectional, and what were they doing?
We have about a maintenance crew, about 40 or 50 members. And they do a wide variety. I mean, you have individuals that just cut the fairways. You have individuals that just cut the approach areas. You have individuals that just cut the greens. You have people that are raking the sand traps. So there's a wide variety of jobs that are out there. They have individuals that are just, you know, weed whacking around the edges. So there's a lot of different components that go into getting the course ready. You know, rolling the greens, making sure they're nice and smooth for the morning.
I know the restaurant here has gone to kind of like seasonal hours, serving lunch and dinner Tuesday through Friday and dinner on Saturday. What happens here now on the golf course? We're in October.
Yeah, so as we get into October, you know, weather is obviously very inconsistent at this time of year. It's a beautiful day today, so we're excited about that. It looks like the forecast for the coming weeks looks pretty good compared to most Octobers. But, you know, things definitely start slowing down a little bit, which is why, you know, we kind of scale back, you know, the restaurant hours. You know, we still have a bartender, snack bar, you know, person here every day. But yeah, the restaurant does close on Sundays and Mondays at this time of year. And, you know, it's just a matter of, you know, golf is definitely starting to slow down. A lot of people put their clubs away, you know, after Labor Day, and, you know, they're looking to play golf in 80 degree weather and not so much in 55 degree weather, where some people really enjoy that, you know, that 50, 60 degree weather, which, like a day like today, it's beautiful this morning. So
the young ladies have teed off right in front of us. Again, sectional play here, 19 teams. What hole number would this be right in front of us?
This is hole number one here. It's a dogleg left par four. It's actually always plays one of the most challenging holes on the golf course. There's water left. There's water up by the green. There's a very steep hill on the right side where you can get into a lot of trouble on the very first hole. So it's a very nerve-wracking tee shot for the young ladies this morning.
I should have people know that he is facing away from the tee itself. He's looking into the building here. But you probably have the picture of every nook and cranny and every spot on this course. I mean,
absolutely. I've the golf course is the Legacy course has been here, let's see, I want to say 12 or 13 years now. And, yeah, I don't get to play all that much myself, but I am oftentimes out on the golf course. So I definitely, as you say, I know every nook and cranny.
I mean, you don't get to play that much. It's in your title. It says golf right there. I mean.
Yeah, so that's a very common misperception in the golf business. You know, I'm at a golf course every day, but just like any other job, you know, I still, you know, I'm still here from, you know, 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning, and I work until 6:30 at night. I got a little guy at home now, so the time to play golf is very few and far between.
Your time is devoted to let other people have the chance to get on the course and enjoy it.
Absolutely.
Tell me a little bit about that. You mentioned how you went and you learned a lot of these different things, but, I mean, you could put a course out there. You could have a place for people to eat, but I guess maybe the atmosphere, the attitude, how people feel when they come here will determine whether they come back.
Absolutely. We've always prided ourselves. We're unique. You know, we have two very different, you know, we have 36-hole facility. We have a Sweetbriar course and our Legacy course. Our Legacy course is the one the girls are playing today. That's our pride. We take very different care of the Legacy course as compared to the Sweetbriar course. But we have two very different clientels that play both courses. It's a golf course that appeals to everyone, and that's where we've really prided ourselves on being a country club like atmosphere, you know, with all the public amenities that you'd have at any other public golf course.
How is the course playing today? Again, here we are, October, and there was a lot of dew out here this morning. So what recommendation would you have for the young ladies out here today?
You know, early in the morning, it's always, with the dew out there, it's definitely a little bit moist. And as far as conditions go, that's usually, it makes it a little bit easier because the golf ball is not going to roll as much. So you're able to control your golf ball a little bit more when it is wet. As the day goes on and, you know, starts to warm up and dry up out there, that golf ball is going to start rolling quite a bit more. And when it's rolling, you're definitely losing more control of the golf ball than you would.
I would think if it was wet, it would be slipperier and the ball would go more, but I guess the grass just holds on to it.
Especially when you're hitting into the greens. When the greens are soft, the ball more so sticks, almost as if like you're throwing a dart at a dartboard.
Okay.
But when it starts to dry up, it's hard to get that ball to stop where you want it to stop.
Now, Bruce has admitted on the air he's not
many times
a golfer.
Well,
he's not a golfer.
I would be
embarrassed
sometimes. I wonder about that. And as an older person, you know, there's kids that you see that have little plastic, you know, Tyco kind of things that they use. And there's a point where you're thinking, well, everyone's watching me, and what if I back everybody up and everybody's looking? Come on. You feel there's this whole kind of fear factor that builds up on that. Help me get over
that. Is there still help?
99.99% of golfers feel exactly what you just said. Golf is a very difficult game, but you got to start somewhere. You know, we do a lot of golf lessons here at the facility, and we have two very popular categories. We have juniors, and we have people that, you know, mid-50s on that, you know, they're getting closer to retirement, and they're looking to really start something that they want to do as they get into retirement. Those are the two most common areas that people are really taking up the game. So I would say it's never too late. It's a very difficult game. You got to have patience, but it's definitely a rewarding game.
Any idea how many golf carts you have here? Motorized golf carts.
We have 130 golf carts here at the facility.
Wow.
They're battery, right?
They are battery.
They're
yep.
electric.
Yep, so they get charged.
Greg, if you want an electric vehicle there, forget your Tesla. We got the golf carts. Not street legal, but you could probably still get around in them.
That's definitely an area where things have changed over the years. You know, you golf used to be a game where a lot of people did walk. You know, the girls are out here walking today because that's a height state high school regulation that they do. But the 95% of the rounds that are played here are probably played with a golf cart. So
does
people
improve,
aren't getting the same kind of exercise.
Well, does that improve your game? I mean, what is the final? It's all about the final score, right? Or maybe it's not about the.
It definitely, it's more of a pace thing. You know, golf is a game that can sometimes take quite a bit of time. And if you play 18 holes, it's taking 4.5, 5 hours. If you're walking, it's going to take even more than that. So it's more of a pace thing to keep things moving that a lot of people choose to take a golf cart versus getting the exercise.
Now, we do have carts on hole number one. Would that be for the coaches or their supplies, or what would that be?
Those are coach carts. So the coaches are all allowed to go. They're the only ones on the golf course that are allowed to have a cart today. So they're able to go around and talk to their players. You know, being the number one, they're all kind of huddled over there waiting for their teams to go off. And then once all the teams are off, they'll be driving around the course monitoring each one of their players. and give, you know, they can give advice. And, you know, if they have a bad hole, they can go out there and, you know, tell them, hey, you know, go on to the next hole, because golf is a very mental game, and that's what they're out there for. And so they're out there coaching today.
You know, you coach basketball, football, you have that sense, baseball, the strategy, it's individual sport, but yet there's a coach involved. I mean, they work as a team here as well, but it's interesting. I see them as they're pushing their golf clubs, golf carts, and everything mm-hmm. else as well. Well, Craig, I guess I have an old set of golf clubs that I inherited from somebody that would make Kevin roll his eyes.
It's never too late.
They could be collectibles.
Well, sure. Yeah, right. I should look on that as well. Maybe a good luck one. But, okay, well, I'll keep that in mind as well. Thanks for the inspiration, Kevin.
Absolutely.
Kevin Moore, our golf pro this morning, joining us, talking about the Legacy Grill here and the courses, the Legacy, and also Sweetbriar. As we conclude our spotlight on Avon Lake for us in the morning, they'll be over at the Erie Burger Company on Walker Road.